All right, now it's 8:41 on the ticket, and we had an interesting story break in the world of sports over the weekend. Lindsey Vonn broke the all-time record for World Cup victories when she took the Alpine event in Vail, and her boyfriend Tiger Woods was there to cheer her on. And something happened during the post-race celebration, post-event celebration. Tiger lost a tooth, but there's a big mystery as to how it happened. So we've got a phone number for Tiger, his place in Vail. I believe he's still there.
Boy, what a sweet place to have a little vacation getaway.
So hopefully he will answer. Tiger's going to be back on the course next week in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Tiger, it's the Musers on the ticket in Dallas.
Hi, Musers.
How are you?
Well, not so good. I'm in kind of a bit of dental pain.
Uh-huh.
That's what we understand.
Really? How did you know?
Well, it's just out there that you lost a tooth.
Oh, ouch. It hurts me so bad. I should probably quit eating apples right now, but that's my breakfast.
I almost sense a slight whistle to your delivery now, too.
Yes. It is a lot of whistle, it is.
Well, what happened?
It's seriously some sort of pain I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the cameraman that was there turned and hit me right in the face with the camera, and then my tooth came out, and that's it, and that's the whole story, and that's all you need to know, and don't ask me anything else, because that's it.
Sounds like you're covering something up, Tiger. Is that the real story?
I can't lie to you, Junior. Not sweet you. The truth is, Lindsay knocked the tooth into the next county with a 7-iron because she caught me touching myself while looking at a Barbie doll.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
That's unfortunate.
A Barbie doll?
You know, it was bound to come out. Yeah, it was a naked Barbie doll. And but the story was bound to come out, and the tooth was bound to come out because I want to say Elon knocked that same tooth out about a dozen times.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't really a tooth anyway. It was just a chiclet I kept shoving back up in there to look like a tooth. It's a lot cheaper that way.
Well, how are you going to play next week with a tooth missing?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I will play next week.
Oh, you can't sit out just because of a tooth.
Well, I have to fly back and see my pediatric dentist, you know, and I don't want to see anyone else. That's the only dentist I really feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because he lets me pick out my own stickers afterwards.
Maybe you should start going to an adult dentist.
Get this, because I won 14 majors, he lets me take 2 stickers. The last time when I went in to get my fluoride coating, I found a Frozen sticker from the movie. You know the movie Frozen?
Yeah.
And they still had a tomater down at the bottom of the basket.
No, that's great, Tiger.
Still into the movie Cars, huh?
No, but I'm thinking of playing like this without the tooth in Phoenix, just so people will call me the Snaggletooth Tiger. I think that is more intimidating.
Yeah, you kind of look like one.
Plus, I can spit water now like 15 feet through that thing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, really
shoots
cool.
Like a fire hose. It's pretty kick-ass, you know, when I can do that in history class.
Yeah, you're not
history
in class anymore, are you?
I'm thinking of hitting Phil in the back just because he's such a pee.
With water?
Yeah, with a stream of water. I hate him so much.
Well, come on.
He's like Hugh Grant on pre-op estrogen or something.
Oh, man. Well, we look forward to seeing you play next week. How you hitting?
Oh, yeah, playing next week, by the way, in the Waste Management Open.
That is what they call it.
What a garbage title sponsor.
Yeah, that's
but, you
funny.
Know, maybe it's fitting. The Waste Management Open, because my game has turned to garbage this past year. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, we've noticed.
You're good. Speaking of, my Waste Management opening was stretched to capacity this morning.
We don't want to hear about that.
It's true, though. I went to a steakhouse last night and ate like 12 corny dogs and 50 chicken tenders.
Oh, we don't need to know that.
But it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
So maybe you'll see me out there without my tooth. I think it may be my new look. I mean, hell, I'm losing my hair. Why not lose my teeth, too?
Well, you don't want to completely fall apart.
You know who I wish could take me to the dentist?
You know, we're going
to
let you go.
My bad. The huge, blubbering, drunk tank orca that chased a Viet Cong into the jungles of Korea so he could pin her down and do Chinese finger cuffs on her until she got pregnant with a PGA superstar and birthed him into a shoebox marked auto parts.
I'm going to applaud that.
He says hi.
It's a very humble beginning.
Well, good luck in Phoenix. All right, maybe we'll see you. See you later. There he is.